Well, for the first time, the general public can take part in guided tours in the Hinua Ranges to take a look at a threatened bird species, and that's the kokako. It hasn't been easy for the native species, with only about 20 of them left in the area in 1994. But the small population's been growing, and now the public have a chance to see the kokako for themselves. Our reporter Jessie Chang went to the Hinua Ranges to see what's in store for the tours.
Sunlight filters through the canopy of the trees and the air is crisp and fresh. It's here, deep in the bush of the Hinua Ranges, accessible only by foot, that a kokako population is coming back to life. But back in 1994, it was a completely different story.
We thought we had four breeding pairs, but what we realised was actually only one of that pair was a male-female pair, so there was actually only one breeding female at that stage.
That's Miranda Bennett, the Senior Ranger of Conservation for Southern Auckland Parks. She says once they realised how dire the situation was, a recovery program was set up.
We started with what we call a bit of a ring of steel around the nest of that breeding pair, so putting out a whole lot of traps and bait stations to be able to allow it to actually have chicks that survived. So we started increasing the population through an intensive ground baiting and trapping program, and we also brought birds into the population. So we translocated from other known populations of kokako into our population because we need to build up the genetics.
There are now about 250 kokako around the Hinua Ranges, and the aim is to boost that to 500 by 2025. The birds are cloaked in grey feathers, with black patches across their eyes. What really makes them stand out are the electric blue wattles under their beaks. The project manager of the Hinua Kokako Recovery Program, Declan Morrison, says their bird song is also distinctively unique.
It's quite different to other birds. It's hard to describe. It's more of a mix between an organ and a squeaky door. It's quite a haunting sound, though. It's nice.
And it's that haunting sound recorded on a speaker system that Mr. Morrison uses to draw the kokako in. It's tough going. At first, it seems that none of the kokako are interested in saying hello. But then, success.
So you can see how they sound kind of croaky. This isn't the pair that lives here. This is two juveniles from last year.
Okay.
So they're about 1 year old.
Māori legend says that the kokako stored water in their wattles and brought it to Maui when he was fighting the sun. In return, Maui rewarded the kokako by making its legs long and slender, enabling it to bound through the forest with ease in search of food. It's that ability to hop from branch to branch effortlessly that it flaunts now, almost like a coordinated dance around the canopy of trees. And Miranda Bennett says now the public have a chance to see them too.
It's quite a long way in and it's behind closed gates and things, so it's not an easy accessible part of the ranges for most people. So that's why we've made this trip where we can guide people into the right areas and we can let them experience what we get to do every day.
Ms. Bennett says the two trial public tours being held on Friday sold out quickly, and she hopes more will be held. Mo te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Jessie Chang tēnei.
And those tours cost $35 for an adult, $15 for a child. Four-person family ticket, $70.